When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Is now the time to shut up and not say anything, because you just... your name will certainly be out there in that world. But if you're really clear and concise about it, of look, I didn't do any of these things, and you know you didn't. There's not going to be any evidence that's going to get you.
Yeah.
And you know you didn't, but you could really lend a voice to protect the people who don't have much of a voice. Is now the time to speak out and go, oh my God, here's what I got for you. How can I help? Or, I mean, is it in everyone's best interest just to be quiet because, well, it's not my problem?
Mm-hmm. They may think it's in their best interest to distance themselves and pretend that they didn't know anything about it, but it would sure speak well of them. I would have more admiration for anybody who would come forward and say, you know what, I should have done more, I should have spoken up, but let me speak up now. I think that would be the right thing to do.
My other question is, This obviously has been going on for a long time, allegedly, with him. I mean, the stories of so many of his employees that we've heard now in some of these docs, of how he treated them, how he abused them. And it just like it's kind of a cycle, it sounds like, that they kept going through, you know, a lot of people over time because of that sort of behavior. What keeps someone there, though, when you do have an out? Because I would say some of the folks that have been in some of the docs, I'm not saying the ones that have been, you know, trafficked in and abused, but more like, I'm working in this environment and it sucks and I really don't like it. What keeps someone there where they really could have an out of going, you know what, I got to move across the country, my grandma's sick? You can come up with 1,000 things and anyone could go, okay, cool. And it's not going to look like I have to leave because I'm going to write a tell-all. Just, I'm out. We already have an NDA. I'm not, you walk out on that sort of a pretense. Why weren't there more of that? And do they deserve pity, or do they deserve some consideration for their choices of not getting out of that when they really could have? I'm not talking about victims who've been raped and that sort of control. Yeah. I'm just talking like staff who are like, this is really weird, but they're looking at the text messages, and we saw one the other day where it's like, Eddie needs more Astroglide, LOL. And you're like, okay, let me go get more of that. Why would you not run then if you have such high morals and standards that you're now going to speak out and go on the dock and do all these things about? It just seems to me that I feel like he attracted other people of also kind of the same frequency in some cases that were willing to go along with what he wanted. And now, is there room for them to have outrage when they really participated in some of it all along?
Yeah, it does cause concern. It makes you wonder what personality differences are there that allow some people to just kind of go along passively with things. And that may be another trait that we're looking at. Some people have very strong personalities. We call it ego strength. You know, they have boundaries, they speak up, they speak their mind, they take a stand. And then there are people who are just very wishy-washy, I guess we could say. And they roll with things and they go along with things, even things they disagree with. And at this point, some of them are coming forward and speaking out. And in some of the documentaries, they look ashamed, you know, when they're talking about it. And they may be somewhat baffled baffled about, gee, why did I let this go on for so long? But it may be one of those things, the frog in the boiling water, where, you know, they became more aware over time and had normalized it to themselves and were around other people who normalized it. And so their perspective was just not really very well grounded in reality.
It's scary how normalization can be so effective. I mean, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, how do you normalize something like this around people that, you know, I guess are new to your circle, to your environment? Because a lot of people were coming and going. I get like the initial crew at the very beginning, how, oh, you know, we kind of slowly devolved into this way. And, you know, you didn't really see it coming until it's too late. But you're a new staffer coming on in 2017, just for example. And then this is really not normal behavior, but they're telling you it's normal. So you just kind of go along. I mean, how do you do that when the pot's already boiling and you just got dumped into it?
Yeah, I think we can say that a person with a healthy ego, healthy sense of self would never go along with that. So there was something a bit off with people that were this passive. And were they just seduced by the money and the celebrity, you know, status, that they felt, oh, I'm basking in the glow of this famous person, so therefore that's enough of a motivator that it overrides things that I should be concerned about or I should be disgusted by. That's interesting. But yeah, I don't think most of us, I'll be hopeful there. I don't think most of us, certainly you nor I, would have logged on to that and signed up for it and said, yeah, this is great. I love it here.
Hang on one second. Hey, yo, delicious. I need my dinner right now. Bring it in a dog bowl. And you're going to eat it first. I mean, I'm kidding. But like, that's kind of like the weird insanity that these people have. And they're going into this world. I mean, if I was yelling at, I don't have a staff, but if I had someone, and you're treating them that way, and you need all this Astroglide and all the lube and all of the illicit drugs and everything. I don't know. I mean, maybe it is just kind of that normalization of, well, he really is the guy I saw in the videos and he hasn't been arrested yet. So maybe because of that, what he's doing isn't necessarily illegal. I guess you could kind of make that argument or kind of have that cognitive dissonance if you're telling yourself that, if you're not, you know, as like one of his assistants wasn't necessarily in the room when the stuff is going on, but they're just kind of seeing the aftermath and the pre-game, if you will, as crass as that sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a healthy person would run the other way the first day on the job. And, you know, I don't know how often that happened, but apparently there were enough people who were seduced by the whole celebrity culture and were willing to override their own sense of, you know, repugnance.
Yeah, I mean, look at him. He had at the parties, I'm not even talking the freak-offs or the Wild King nights, just like the white parties, the stuff where like Martha Stewart was there and there was tons of people there. They literally had like naked women and they're eating sushi off their bodies. And I guess people were telling themselves, oh, it's art. And maybe you've come a long way. You deserve this, that you can degrade human beings that way.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any level of power or money that I'd ever be at where I'd be like, yeah, let me take that sashimi off her nipple. That sounds like a great idea.
I'm cringing. I know. Cringing right now. I'm going to have to write another book on celebrity culture and what is wrong with it, because I'm finding myself, you know, we just had the Grammys and I could rant on that, but it's like the people that we make famous and the people that get rich.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously I don't have a formula for getting rich, right? And that may just be, I don't go along with all this shit that celebrities go along with.
Yeah. So. I mean, that might be part of it. You have morals and you go, I'm not going down that road. Mm-hmm. It's baffling. It's such a culture of self-aggrandizement and look at how good we are. That's why they have all the award ceremonies. Everybody every year can tell each other how good they are at everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not, against recognizing, you know, good work or anything like that. But there's just so much of it where I guess I kind of see where it becomes just kind of the norm of we deserve this. This is okay right. at the expense right. of another human being.
Yeah.
And that to me is the baffling part of it. I guess, you know, if you're sitting there and willing, you know, to eat that spicy tuna roll off of somebody's, you know, parts, mm-hmm. I'm going to guess it's not that far of a journey for you to stick around later and, you know, ask what's in the baby oil.
Right. Right. Yeah. We really have created a system here where we reward the most awful behavior. And that to me is a horrible thing.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.